who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption, and the glory, and the covenants, and the giving of the law, and the service of God, and the promises. Now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made unto the fathers. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not unto seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. That ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. But he whose descent is not counted from them received tithes of Abraham, and blessed him that had the promises. But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten Son, of whom, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.